Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Sammy Murtha, Lumen Christi missionary for the Diocese of Sioux Falls, shares what God has been doing in her life.
Be vigilant at all times, and pray that you may have the strength to stand before the Son of Man. I remember this time when I was in high school, and I heard a reading similar to this at Mass, and I wasn't particularly practicing my Catholic faith or living in relationship with the Lord. I went to Mass with my parents on Sundays because that's what my family did, and but I remember kind of becoming anxious at this thought, knowing that I believed God was real. I knew he was going to come again. I knew Jesus was coming again. And I had the head knowledge of these things, but I didn't feel like I knew how to be vigilant. I didn't know how to have a relationship with him. I didn't know, you know, I didn't foresee that I could pray well. I remember seeing like the elderly people in my parish, they'd go to daily Mass every day and they would pray the rosary, and I would see them read from the Bible and all these things. And I figured, you know, someday I will be older and I'll figure out how to be vigilant, you know, when I'm retired and I have the time to figure out how to be vigilant. And that was kind of my thought process of, you know, when I'm young, I'm not living in a relationship with the Lord. That's something for later. And right now, I'm just supposed to kind of be where I'm at right now. And of course, like the Lord continued to do things in my life and brought me where I am today as a young person who's living in a relationship with him. But he's also revealed ways in which he calls me to be vigilant. And it's much, much different than that original thought, you know, pre-reconversion into the faith of, you know, thinking that I needed to like pray all the time and pray the rosary and do these repetitive things and make sure I was at Mass every day, all these realities. Many of those things come, right? I attend daily Mass now and I pray the rosary every day. But the thing that really taught me to be vigilant to the Lord was this relationship with him. I think of really good friends that I have. And I have a friend in particular who she's very attentive to my needs, and she can listen to the way that I speak. She watches the way that I act. She can hear in my voice where I'm at, how I'm doing, what I need, without me saying anything to her. You know, she could hear it over a phone. She could probably read it through a text message. She can see through, and she's vigilant because she loves me. And I think about that with the Lord as well. He is also fully attentive to me, and he is knocking at my door, right? Listening or waiting for me to come every single moment of every single day. And to be vigilant is to have that relationship back and to listen to the way he calls my heart. And he does that by the regular things that happen in my life. Right? Like the normal activities of my day are all filled with the Lord's whisperings and gifts and joys that he places in front of us. And we have to listen to the way that that affects our heart. We listen to our thoughts, feelings, and desires that rise up inside of us when realities are happening in our life. Maybe it's something that we're reading, right? We take time to go to prayer and we have this like very clear moment where we're choosing to pray and we are reading scripture and something affects our heart. But maybe it's the ordinariness of, you know, being at work or something and something affects our heart. I think of this past week, I was meeting with a student and we were kind of going through this, going through a reading, and we just like had a plan to discuss this reading. And, I was going to teach her a particular kind of prayer, and we had this game plan for what we were going to do that day during our like one-on-one, meeting. But I just had this recognition inside my heart that I desired to, desired to invite this student to go sit in the adoration chapel at the school and pray with me. And not, you know, just sit in silent prayer and be in front of the Lord. And this kind of started to rise up at the beginning of the meeting. And I was like, oh, like, that's a lovely thought. And the adoration chapel is only like, you know, 30 steps away. It's the room over from where we're at. But I was kind of thinking we already made a plan today. This student might find it weird if I just ask him to go to the adoration chapel. But there was this feeling, there's this thought and desire in my heart. And as I continued to talk with this student, I watched like this goodness of the Lord that was happening inside of her. And I knew that there was nothing that I could say or do, you know, nothing that I knew could do that the Lord wasn't already doing. And so after kind of persisting and being like, no, I'm not going to say anything. Finally, like, you know, it was right in front of me. I was just like, I'm just, you know, 30 minutes in, I'm like, would you like to go spend the rest of our time together praying in the chapel? And the student's face like lights up. She packs up her stuff and she's like, I would love to just go to adoration right now. And so we left and sat in prayer, and I was just deeply affected. I went to prayer and I sat with the Lord, and I was like, just aware of how beautiful that moment was. But it comes from the fact that like I was listening to him. I was vigilant. I think what I used to think of when I read a passage like that is like, I'm waiting to like have it together at the hour that Jesus comes, so that when he's there, he can look at me in that moment and be like, she's doing right. She's doing it well. Like, she, you know, deserves eternity. But that's not like the point of it. The point of it is to have relationship with him. So not to just like choose to be there that one day, but to choose to be there every single day with him and listen to his heart and listen to the way that he's moving within my heart and the way he's calling me into himself. And sometimes like that relationship feels dry, he feels far, but to stay committed to him in that place. So I would just call you to consider today to be vigilant towards the Lord. Invite him into every single thing that you're doing. And listen to the movements of your heart. When something starts to affect you, to like pause and take time and ask yourself, like, what is happening? To become aware of yourself, to become aware of what's happening in you, to write it down, or maybe take 5 minutes in the car before you turn on music to sit and listen. Because he's knocking at our heart every single day. And he's calling us to be in a relationship with him every single day. Let us pray. Lord, help us to hear you, to know your love for us, to receive your invitation that you give us every single day. Help us to be prepared for you in this moment now, to have a beautiful relationship with you, so that we may move forward in love, closer and closer to eternity. Amen.
Our mission at Come Follow Me is to assist disciples on the journey. That includes making it easy for followers of Jesus to share what they've received through our platform, including through this podcast. If you have a desire to share what you've received with others, please check out the many ways you can contribute to the Come Follow Me community by visiting comefollow.me/contribute. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.